Blog Talk Radio.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I want to hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I want to hold you till the fear in me subsides. Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I'm just another writer, still trapped within my truth. A hesitant prize fighter, still trapped within my youth. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. At times I'd like to break you and drive you to your knees. At times I'd like to break through and hold you endlessly. At times I understand you, and I know how hard you try. I've watched while love demands you, and I've watched love pass you by. At times I think we're drifters, still searching for a friend, a brother or a sister, but then the passion flares again.
Okay, that was Dan Hill, and like I said, we started the morning off by saying congratulations to Ivor and Barbara, celebrating just 1 week of honeymoon. Okay, we're going to honeymoon with them throughout the whole month of September. You notice Ivor brought his wedding into September. He just had to celebrate something in September, one of the bigger months. He couldn't do it in July. Well, like I said, October was not available. So he settled for September. So we're going to be celebrating with Ivor in September as well, after we finish with his birthday in July. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Blood Talk Radio show, coming to you from Caribbean Global Voices and tagged right here as the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Now, usually we got some inspirational music for the fans who love that. And so I'm going to get you off by talking to you with some nice, soulful gospel music. I'm wondering if I should call it, well, let me just do Ivor's thing and say, inspirational music, not just gospel. Here comes Linda Randall. Well, you know, last week we didn't get to celebrate as officiously as we would like, but, you know, things happen. We had a little mix-up last week, and I'm now having my special fans keeping me up to date on how we're doing today. And as far as the assessment is concerned, I'm coming through very clearly. So maybe I'll take a turn and give Ivor and Barbara a little celebration, a little piece of the celebration that was intended for them last week. We're going to look at a little different. Let's take a look.
Give me the answer.
Calypso Rose giving her version of how to keep your marriage intact. She said, go to the church and meet a man there, talk to him, and his name is Jesus. That's what the women do. Advice to Iva? Of course, yes. Anyway, we're going to talk to, let Luciano talk to me to us at this time. Here, go.
But I was strong.
is our very own Sister Pat Ross, inviting a closer walk with God. Let me go to a little different genre. take a moment out to say thank you to the special fans. And you see why we have special fans. They you know, coming in this morning to remind me that the broadcast is coming through really clearly, a far cry from what happened last week when nobody could have heard my voice. They heard the broadcast, but they couldn't hear my voice. I had that rectified this morning with the assistance of Ivor, even though he's on his honeymoon. You know, he took time out to enable me to rectify the problem. So now I'm hearing from Ivan, I'm hearing from Mertris, I'm hearing from Irma, and they're quite happy with the presentation so far. And I'm quite happy that I can bring the fans everything that they need. What I'm doing now is to give everybody a piece of what their perception of inspiration is. Everybody, every morning, wants to remind themselves of a higher power and would be inspired at some point during the course of the day, probably best in the early morning. They remind themselves of that higher power and how they can avail themselves of the benefits of alignment with that higher power. And that's what we call inspiration. It comes from all thoughts. It comes from all types of music. And I'm trying to get the fans of the various convictions and perceptions a little piece of what that inspiration from the entertainment show is all about. Let me continue now with Linda Randall.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. You're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still
the God of the
The inspirational hour, I was hoping that it would do the listeners or fans and supporters the justice that we hope for. And I'm sure, as like I say, we've got special friends to tell us what we're doing well and what we're doing not so well. So I know I'm going to have the comments later. But as I reminded them, I got to fill the big shoes of a little man. And as long as that they're not running shoes, but I know that I can't fill the big shoes of a little man. So you know what I did? I brought my own shoes. Hopefully, they will fit well enough to please the fans. You see, Cece Winans.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am made.
Sister Carlin Davis would agree, because she got some words about praising God as well. There she is.
Praising God all the time.
give you this one that is going to be a big hit, because I think it's going to hit with everybody who grew up with their grandmother in the Church of God Church or the Mission Church. Now, when you listen to this, it's kind of nostalgic. So the inspiration of it, I'm sure it's going to make people like Omel and Irma and Mertris, wherever they are, if they're listening to this, they're going to get up and dance. Here's the Mighty Chalkless, Hymns of My Parents.
My father, Isaac Liverpool, and my mother, Edwardine Bartholomew, used to sing many songs and sang keys. So often that I learnt them all. A little more oil in the lamp, keep it burning. A little more oil in the lamp, I pray. A little more oil in the lamp, keep it burning. Keep it burning till the break of day. When he walked home from the garden, all his peas and his corn, under the stress and load of the day, oh, he would sing, and there was I, listening to him, and hear him.
I am a warrior, out in the field, and I can sing, and I can shout, and I can tell it all about, that Jesus died for me. When I get over yonder in that happy paradise, when I get over yonder in the field.
And on a Sunday morning, we would walk to my aunt in Bethel. And when she would be making a pea soup, and she would be singing while the pea soup boiling, oh, what sweet voices between my father and herself. While I yearn for the pea soup, and she sang,
how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calm the troubled breast.
To bed at night, and he said his prayer. He must sing, even though he sang a very long prayer. He gave God thanks for the day in this manner.
I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. I must have His presence near me.
Took him and the giddiness, he never gave up. He even gave God thanks for the illness, singing all the time.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Yeah, of salvation, purchased of love, born of the Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
But my mother,
Catholic. And when he sang his Baptist hymns and sankeys, she would come to him with a Catholic hymn. And so she was trying to shut him up. But she sang with a beautiful and sweet voice. And she sang,
oh, come to the throne of grace. Oh, come to the heart most pure. To marry your hope of life. In whom salvation is sure. Oh, Lady of Fatima,
died, or his good friends died. Sometimes he didn't go to the funeral, but he stayed home and he sang. He was at the funeral in the spirit.
Shall we ever all meet again? Shall we ever all meet again? On that great judgment morning, when the book shall be opened and the name shall be called. And I turn away from heaven for not serving my Lord.
And when he had no money and he was depressed, or he won nothing in the sweepstakes and poverty stared him in his face, oh, he turned to the God, to his God, and he sang. Love lifted him.
I was singing deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, thinking to rise no more, no more. But the monster on the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else can help. Love lifted me,
Born, Uriel, Jean, Cynthia, Constantine, and my mother were teachers.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Tempest is gone. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow after the shower is gone.
Of night, cool night, my mother would teach us, I said it was a prayer before we went to sleep.
In the evening,
by the moonlight,
you
That was the Mighty Chocolates closing out the inspirational portion. And I'm sure that the fans of the old gospel music of the old days that we heard of grandparents and parents singing were moving around and enjoying that one. Well, I do hope that I've done you justice in delivering the inspirational portion to you. You know that, you know, I am not versed in the religious aspect as we know it, but I know something about inspiring people. So I'm hoping that I have done that. And now we're going to move into the section where we're expecting David. I'm not sure if he is available this morning, but in the meantime, we can still, before we get into cricket, let me talk a little bit about a sport that I, you know, really enjoy, and that's the sport of tennis. Right now we have the U.S. Open going on, the last major tournament of the year, the last tournament of the majors, that I say. You know what the majors are. There's the U.S. Open, the French Open, the Australian Open, and Wimbledon. And we've had a lot of events at the U.S. Open this year. You know, some thrilling and exciting, some sad or not so sad. And first of all, what thrilled the fans to the courts was the anticipation of the retirement of the queen of the courts, Serena Williams. You know, she made her last go around at the U.S. Open. That was her first major tournament win. She went on to win 22 more and hold the record for the Open season. And there has been a lot of chatter going on around that, including the chatter of the 24 title holder, Margaret Court, you know, who made comments that quite a lot of people are not really happy with. But that aside, Serena Williams drew a lot of people to the court this year because she had announced her retirement. I'm sure that most people were secretly hoping that in this tournament she was going to give us the grand surprise of all surprises, hoping that she would win this one to give her 24 titles. Anyway, that was not to be. So she bowed out with grace and in grace. And we're not happy to see her go, but I'm sure that there's going to be someone else coming behind who are going to be, you know, to thrill and inspire us in much the same way. She would always be remembered as the queen of the tennis court. Congratulations to Serena. And we hope that, you know, she would enjoy her retirement sitting in the stands. And I'm sure it's going to be hard for her to sit in the stands and sit on there and watch people play a game that she loves so much and wanted to play and, you know, gave her so much spirit. I mean, Ivor will know that. I mean, even though Ivor is now an umpire, he still wants to be out there playing cricket. You know, he wants to be out there playing cricket. That's Ivor for you. Well, that's the inspiration to Serena. The other thrilling moment of the U.S. Open is the male championships. The young man, Francis Tiafoe, gave us a thrilling tournament. He lost last night to another exciting young tennis player, an 18-year-old, by the name of Carlos Alcaraz. And we're going to be looking for great things from Alcaraz in the future. He seems to be the kind of fearless tennis player that we like to see move around on the court. His concentration is up and he plays a fierce and unrelenting challenge to any opponent that he faces. I like that about him. And hopefully that works for him in this game. And because, like, you know, tennis is a game that we say it's 80 or 90% mental. You can have all the skill in the world. If you haven't got that mental strength put together, you're not going to win. You're not going to be the great champion. So we're going to see what happens in the championships, in the male championships tomorrow, and in the female championships today. You're going to see the final of the female US, the US Open female final sometime this evening, and the male finals sometime tomorrow. Best of luck to all the contestants. Now, the young man, Tiafo, he was born in Africa. He came to the United States as a very young man. Father worked for a tennis club. And so he worked, you know, he just got there playing around the courts, picking up rackets, until he decided to want to play the game. And he gave us a magnificent tournament, even though he's not playing in the finals. That's the heartbreaking part. When we saw him take out the number one, Rafael Nadal, we really were convinced that he had broken through. But the young and ambitious Alcaraz stood in his way. And we look forward to seeing many more championships fights between these two. They are the people who come to make tennis exciting. People are going to come back to watch male tennis again. And I'm sure with Coco Gauff in the wings, with Leila Fernandez in the wing, people are going to come back to watch female tennis as well, even though Venus and Serena Williams have left the building. Well, congratulations to all the contestants, and we sure hope to see more of these young up and coming youngsters in the future. I'm not seeing David as yet, but we're gonna play our theme song until we think that he is about ready to come in. Where is Mr. David Rada? He wants us to invite us to rally. There goes.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. How are you, sir? Morning. Can you hear me?
Dave? Yes.
Okay.
I'm hearing you.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be having David this morning. Just got off the phone with him, and he is a busy man doing some fish frying and all the good stuff. And
what David up to? He's frying fish.
He's having, what did he say?
A family reunion,
and he's raising funds for a family reunion. So he's
okay.
Frying some fish and some oxtail and stuff and the good stuff. But anyway,
okay.
My wife and I are listening to the program, and we want to say thank you for
a great job.
Well, okay, well, she'll say it herself.
You're doing an awesome job, Cardinal. Very nice. You're enjoying it. The mission program was very
good. I thank you. You know, I look at the shoes that I had to fill, and I say they were too big for me, so I bring my own shoes.
Well, there you go. Your own shoes is good enough. That's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I brought my own shoes, so it's working out after all. Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you something else later in the program. Just stick around. You'll hear it.
Okay.
Well, I know you're into sports, and if I can add, and let me try to fill the big shoes of David now. I didn't have my own. I came barefooted. So since I'm in his space, I'm going to agree with you. Last night, we looked at the tennis match with the semifinals, and it was a great match. I thought the first serve was a little off there from my African brother. His percentage was really down on the first serve, but he got a good, nice kick second serve. But that guy, Alvarez, that 19-year-old kid, I think he has guts and grit, and we're going to see a lot more of him. But needless I say, though, all of these guys got there because of the omission of
Djokovic.
Yes, man, mm-hmm. Djokovic. That's my man of the hour there, Djokovic in tennis. Until he goes, I think these guys will have to wait. They will have to wait.
Yeah,
but I'm listening.
Yeah, they're always the young contenders, and I keep looking at them as they keep coming through. So I think, you know, Djokovic knows that he got to think, and it might the lack of playing might have, you know, cast him a step or two when he steps back into the arena, you know. So while these youngsters are playing all the time, Alcaraz plays with a lot of energy. I love the young man, and I hope that he can keep it up. When I say keep it up, in terms of staying healthy, because usually injury is what sideline you, and your injury may be stem from something minor to something, you know, something great. But I look forward to seeing him in a lot more. There's another young man who comes out of Canada by the name of Shapovalov. He has not broken through as yet, but I expect to see him do that. And then there's Felix Alissime, another young man out of Canada, who expect to see great things from. So Djokovic is going to, even though, you know, Nadal got beaten, someone might say, well, if Nadal was there, you know, these guys couldn't come through like that. But Tiafo shows that he can handle the firepower of the number one. And
yes.
Alcaraz had shown that last year when he came into the competition. So we got a lot of good tennis to look forward to, both in the male and the female sectors. For the last couple of years, with Venus and Serena in the arena, the attention down to female tennis. Now this competition here with Djokovic still in there, male tennis is also going to get a lot of attention. You know, we know that male tennis has always command the attention. For Serena and Venus to shift that attention away from male tennis into the female arena was a great thing, and we hope that the follow-throughs like Coco Gauff can keep that up, you know. She did
yes.
well in the year as well. You know, she's just, what, 17? And she's going to come through as well, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw Michelle Obama there, and she was really in full support. You know, she was just a great tennis fan. And like I said, I think last year was a good match. And even the quarterfinals, too. So,
yeah.
Hoping for a great one tomorrow. The ladies play today.
Jabeur and Iga Swiatek.
Yes.
And Ons Jabeur. That should be a good match. Yeah.
Yes. Well, in terms of, I know into sports, so maybe we can think, I think Jamaica takes Trinidad there today. I think that match is in progress. Let me see if I can find it someplace here.
In the CPL?
Yes, in the CPL. Jamaica, yeah, they're taking on TKR, that is right. And at present, Jamaica is 17-2, and they're into over number 4. But we have just cricket. South Africa is taking on England, and South Africa was bowled out of 118, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
And in this third test, and England are
right.
already 18-1.
Not a ball was bowled on the first day.
Right, so I don't know. I think moisture must have done them in because
mm-hmm.
to be bowled out for
118.
Well,
you would have thought that England would be one bowl, being bowled out for 118 since their morning. But we can talk about that.
No, we're going to do this for the thing. But my man of the hour is still there. Crawley, remember I said the two batsmen
yeah.
in the future is, for me, is Crawley and Peterson out of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So Peterson, Crawley is still hanging in there. And let's see, South Africa, they didn't do much here, nothing to really write home about, but in the wicked columns you have Ollie Robinson, he took 5. Stuart Broad, he got 4. Anderson Welling
okay.
just came in with the other wicked, 1.
Also,
those guys were blown away. As a matter of fact, he's only a top score of 30. Came from Marco Jensen. Johnson,
mm-hmm.
he got
Marco
30.
Jensen.
Yes. That's some double figures. My man, Peterson, he got 12 double figures. Zondo, he got 23. And we had Maharaj, he got 18. Definitely got blown away in just 36.2 overs. That was all she wrote. It was good night, nurse. Lights out.
Okay. If you see that, what's the captain's and opening batsman's name there?
For India?
For South Africa.
For South Africa? Or Edgar?
Yeah.
Edgar is the captain.
Elgar. Dean Elgar. Elgar is a stubborn batsman. Not pretty to look at, but really powerful staying power. So something must have been in the wicket. And if something is in the wicket and will hang around, I'm counting on Rabada and Jensen to
well,
to
Elgar stubbornness lasted only 7 deliveries.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I can say.
It happened.
And in terms of Rabada, well, he's holding his own. He's gone for 20 from his third. He's gone for 23. He's going over 7 and over, so they're taking a likeness
okay.
to him. But Johnson, he's the one who's keeping things in check. His 2 overs
yeah.
have only cost 4 runs, and he has got the wicket. So we're about
okay.
with 3 overs to 22. He's taking a licking at this time, though.
Okay. Yeah, but he's gonna come back. Trust me, he's gonna come back. Yeah. Okay. Let me just say good morning and welcome to the fans, friends, and supporters generally, and say good morning to the special friends. And you know who they are. And I just spoke about them, how they keep me up to date. They're letting me know last week, the bug that stung us last week is no longer in the among the clothing. They have advised me it has been taken out. Thanks to Ivor, that bug has been
exterminated.
Remember the old shelter?
Has it been exterminated?
Exterminated. No, but you remember the old shelter can with the flick, with the long handle, with your pump? I guess
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So that bug is gone. So, and they, you know, they graciously let me know. I heard from Yvonne, I heard from Irma, I heard from Umel, I heard from Lynette, who said, hey, things are going great. And I'm really thankful for
Lynette. Back home now from that long
Lynette night. Is back. We've got
I
Lynette
think she may
back
have to go back to England to sing God Save the Queen and to attend the funeral. I think there's a front row seat there for her.
I wonder if you could tell us something about that.
I should be calling later because welcome back, Lynette.
Well, she's probably going to, she's indicating that she's having difficulty calling in because the avenue is no longer available to her. I don't know if it's because she went to England or not, but something, you know, denied her access. And so let me say good morning to the people up in New York, particularly to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet. Is Lady Babsy Nisbet back in New York yet? Hope she is back.
Yeah, but when you get a chance and you play a song when you go on, I mean, you know, the lady's coming up at 10:45. You can put me in the back room and I can probably try to guide you where we can get Lynette in.
Okay, that's great.
Later, yeah.
Okay. Yes, and I'm going to move on over to St. Martin where I'm going to say good morning to Irma, who was a constant guide to me last week, letting me know that my sound wasn't coming through and, you know, trying to try different things. Thank you, Irma. We love you here on the entertainment show. You're always there. Good morning to Carlos. I should have had Carlos on the line. Carlos is my technician, man, and he can resolve any technical problems. But I didn't get a hold of Carlos that time. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning over there in St. Kitts. And once more, I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Lynette is back in St. Kitts. We got her back from the UK. Good thing she didn't decide to stay. She would have to be in mourning today with everybody else over in the UK. Is everybody else? I don't know. But Lynette, what would you want to do? Would you want to mourn or would you want to do some make some other expression? You're going to let us know later. Good morning to the people over in Nevis, to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you, and hoping that you share this wonderful morning here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We are celebrating everything, including the wedding of Mr. Ivor Henry. You notice how I said that, Mr. Ivor. Isn't that Ivor Henry? Mr. Ivor Henry and his wonderful wife, Barbara. Congratulations to them both. That's where we're celebrating now. It's been the first week of marriage. We got to celebrate that too. And then again, it's September. We got to celebrate that too. Good morning to the people over there in Nevis. Celebrate with us. I'm going to go on over to the UK and I'm going to say good morning to Umel, and Umel has tipped in already. Let me know that things are going well. She's enjoying the music and, you know, she said, I filled the shoes, but I had to remind her double my shoes. Couldn't try to fill the big shoes of the little man. So good morning, Umel. Thank you for the follow-up. I'm going to step across and say good morning to the people over there in Fort Lauderdale. Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And hoping that the brother is doing okay. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little sister, Tanaya, and brother, Malik. Good morning to you. Join us here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you there by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Hope that he's, you know, so I know some of these days that he's pretty busy. so he doesn't get the time to call in, but he's somewhere in the corner listening and having a good laugh. Give us a buzz, Cutner. Let's know what you're doing and what you're up to, and we wouldn't be making a mistake. And we're going to go on up to George. We're going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara up there in Georgia, hoping that they're having a great time with us. And as a matter of fact, I know they are. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And I got to give Yvonne some special, a special good morning today. More special than the special ones. Because you know what? Yvonne kept me up to date with everything that was... I mean, you know, when you listen, when you sit down and listen to Tony Kozier, and we're watching cricket, the old commentators, the Henry Blofeld, and they describe everything that's on the field. Yvonne kept me up to date with everything that's going on at the wedding. So I was there. You don't even know. But I'm going to give you more details about that later. Good morning, Yvonne. Wherever you are, hoping that you're having a great time. And I know where you are smiling. And that gives me my heart's inspiration. Yes, let me say good morning again to Kathleen. I know she got a preference. I know Kathleen got a preference for Ivor's inspirational hour. So, again, like I say, I walk with my own shoes. I know that I can't fill the big shoes of the little man, but I took my own shoes with me. So, here goes. Yeah, and again I say, we're still celebrating the birthday. We're celebrating birthdays, but we're celebrating the wedding of Mr. Ivor Henry and his wonderful wife, Barbara. Now, let me talk about the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. And next year, people, somewhere in here on this day, close to this day, we're going to be talking about the first anniversary of Mr. Ivor Henry. As long as I get even to keep an eye on him. Okay. Today is the 10th day of September. Can you believe that? You know, we say when September comes in, the year is done. Well, today is the 10th day of September and the 253rd day of 2022. Today is the birthday of cricketer Jason Fields out of TNT, young fast bowler out of England. Ranjitsi out of Ireland, England, Ian Morgan, who is out of Ireland but an England captain. Out of India, Manish Pandey. Out of Pakistan, Mohammed Akram. And Mir Hamza, who's an umpire. Out of Oman, Hemin Desai. Out of Bulgaria, Asad Ali Rahmatullah. Out of Australia, Belinda Clark. And Nicole Carey. Out of New Zealand, Nicola Payne. Out of Uganda, Jonathan Sibanja. Out of Zimbabwe, Charlie Locke. Out of Ireland, Lokan Tucker. Out of the USA, Nasir Jamali. And today is the birthday of golfer Arnold Palmer. He was the first to make $1 million playing golf. Today is the birthday of Virgil's friend. That's Virgil Francis. Her name is Tamika. It's the birthday of Bill O'Reilly, who called himself a conservative political commentator. Randy Johnson is a baseball pitcher. Jose Feliciano, a musician, singer, and composer. Roger Maris, a former record holder for the most home runs in a season. That's in baseball. Ben Wallace, basketball player. Sarah Logan, a professional wrestler. Jim Hines, American track and field sprinter. Out of Guyana, Ken Johnson, a swing band leader and dancer. Jack Ma, a Chinese entrepreneur and founder of Alibaba Group. Misty Copeland, American ballerina. And, you know, the first African-American who was the principal dancer at an American ballet. They called her what? The prima donna? Prima donna, yeah. That was Misty Copeland, young black woman. In 1349, the Jews who survived the massacre in Constance, Germany, were burned to death. In 1547, the English, see, this is how you secure power. The English demanded that Edward VI, who was only 10 years old at the time, to wed Mary, Queen of Scots. In 1776, George Washington asked for a spy volunteer, soldier Nahan Hale volunteers. In 1823, Simon Bolivar became the president of Peru. If we got time, we could talk about Simon Bolivar a little later. In 1846, Elias Howe takes out a U.S. patent for locksmith sewing machine. In 1882, the first international conference to promote anti-Semitism meets in Dresden, Germany, because the Congress for Safeguarding of Non-Jewish Interest. In 1913, the Lincoln Highway opens as the first paved coast-to-coast highway across the United States. In 1919, China becomes a member of the League of Nations. In 1933, the first Negro All-Star Game, West beats East. Negro League All-Star Game, West beats East 11-1 at Comiskey Park in New York. In 1939, Canada, under the leadership of Prime Minister Mackenzie King, declares war on Germany. In 1945, Mike, the headless chicken, is decapitated in Fruta, Colorado. He survives for another 18 months before choking to death. In 1955, Gunsmoke appears on CBS TV starring James Arness. Some 635 episodes were recorded. In 1960, Abebe Bikila of Ethiopia runs the world record 2.15 seconds barefoot to take the men's marathon at the Rome Olympics, Africa's first ever Olympic gold medal. In 1962, U.S. National Championship men's tennis in Forest Hills, New York, Rod Laver completes his first Grand Slam, defeating fellow Aussie Roy Emerson. In 1966, Muhammad Ali technical knockout Carl Mildenberger in the sixth defense of his world boxing heavyweight boxing title. In 1978, American Lotus driver Mario Andretti earned a single point by finishing sixth in the Italian Grand Prix. Was enough to clinch his first Formula One World Drivers Championship. In 1984, first episode of the daily syndicated version of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek as host. In 1988, Hurricane Gilbert kills 300 in Jamaica, Texas, and Yucatan. In 1991, the Senate committee begins hearing on Clarence Thomas's nomination. In 1997, Mark McGwire joins Babe Ruth as the only players to hit 50 home runs in two consecutive years. In 2001, Indian actor Amaya Bakshan is awarded Actor of the Century at the Alexandria Egypt Film Festival. In 2007, former Prime Minister of Pakistan Nawaz Sharif returns to Pakistan after 7 years in exile following a military coup in October of 1995. Hurricane Irma makes landfall in South Florida Keys in the U.S. as a Category 3 hurricane. That was in 2017. In 2018, an Australian newspaper, The Herald Sun, criticized for racist cartoon of American tennis star Serena Williams. In 2019, Iranian woman Saha Khodari died after setting herself on fire during her trial for entering a stadium disguised as a man in Tehran. In 2020, California's August Complex wildfire becomes the largest in state history at 471,000 acres. Okay, the ladies of the Antigua and Barbuda Care should be in a few minutes. So let me introduce them with this theme song, because they are here to heal the world so that we can be free of some of their destitution. They're starting at home right there in Antigua and Barbuda, and we welcome their efforts and commitment to this undertaking.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them. And think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place where there's no hurt or sorrow, there are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Thank you.
Happy Saturday, and welcome to all the listening audiences that listen to us every week. This is Debbie Simon Campbell, and how are you guys doing today?
We are doing well, and we're just waiting for your entry and for you to make your presentation, and we say thank you.
You're very welcome. So first I wanted to say congratulations to the gentleman that got married last weekend. And that's Mr. Ivor. Tell Mr. Ivor happy, wish him all the best in his marriage and, just take God everywhere that he goes. On behalf of Antita and Bobby, the kids, just want to say we thank you for all of the listening audience out there, our members, Travis Brown, Tracy Henry, Veronica Anthony, Dawn Cochran Curtin, Earl Harris, the House of Refuge in Green Bay and Gray Farm, Adopt the Family that serves the Soup Kitchen, Smile Foundation. We want to thank you. If I miss any members, I'm sure Dawn is going to pipe in and let me know who I miss. So we want to say thank you. We were able to send our first shipment, got to Antigua, to Pastor Pete, the House of Refuge, last week. He was able to take out the 60 book bags and children clothing and other items that will help them to go back to school. We're looking to hear from Bob Uter, and we have a connection with Bob Uter with three ladies currently, Jackie and Claudine and the gang in Bob Uter. So they're going to give us how many they're needed in Bob Uter. So Pastor Pete will work with the shipping company to ship them to get them over to Bob Uter. Currently, we're looking at Bob Uter has not received any technology equipment at all for the school year. So they're in need of about 50 laptops, iPads, those sorts of things. So anyone that's listening that wants to make a donation, it would be greatly appreciated. They're also looking, they have Child Month, which is in November. And they celebrate Child Month, and they have a slew of things, especially musical instruments that is needed for the students in Barbuda in the schools. And one of the things is that they're trying to build that repertoire towards Child Month and asking for donations. So if we have any musicians that's out there that's listening that can direct us to any foundations that are able to help us to get garner some of those things, anything from string instruments to accordion, etc., they are in need of it. So once again, you know, we are still looking for any items of donation, back to school items. Authentic Foundation would have shipped a barrel also with about 100 back to school items that will also get to the islands. And yes, a lot of people have been giving out back to school items on the island. However, our concern has always been that the students who really need these items are the students that are getting them. And yes, we do have families that they're going to every nook and cranny and they're getting books up and book bags from everywhere. But Pastor Pete has a system that we have developed that when you come, we will certify the amount of kids that you have in the family, et cetera, et cetera. We hope that, you know, we can work on something next year so that every school child, all school children in Antigua, especially elementary, and that's not to negate the high school, but every elementary school child will receive a back to school package, and it's not politically motivated or induced. So that's our aim for next year. So, you know, on behalf of Antigua Barbuda Cares, I just want to thank Pastor Pete today for jumping through the hoops this week, for taking out the items out of customs. It cost him $242. He went into his pocket, he took it out, and he made sure that it's happening. So I don't know if Dawn is on. Dawn?
I have not seen her yet.
Okay, so I just want to give you my information then. Debbie Simon Campbell, 845-820-6598. Or you can email me at debbycampbellnyc@aol.com, and that is debbycampbellnyc@aol.com. And once again, I want to thank all you gentlemen, for every Saturday morning encouraging us to come on and giving us the audience to come on so that we can, you know, go and talk into the diaspora and let people know what's going on and get as much help as we can. And just to say once again, thank you to Veronica Anthony. She was able to secure the donation of book bags in Florida, and she was able to ship them, so they're in Antigua right now. So we want to thank you. Gentlemen? Hello?
Yeah, we're hearing you.
Yes. So thank you guys for having me on.
Well, we always, you know, happy to let you share your thoughts with the people, let you share your plans with the people who listen to our broadcast. And we want to reinforce your words as well to ask them to donate whatever they can and offer as generously as they can. Because as you have indicated, you are not making demands. Any little bit will do. So we ask our listeners to take the information from Debbie and Dawn and contribute to a very worthy cause. And that's why we say we are commending them in their efforts to heal the world. I don't know if Iva want to come in and say something. Iva?
Yes, I want to say thank you to Debbie Dear for a shout out there and say congratulations to Baba and I. And I'm not too sure. You take all the numbers to my Dawn came in 745.
She's having problems with her volume, so she may not be on today.
Oh, okay. Okay, understand. Understood. And of course, we want to encourage everyone to just really jump on the train here, because you started, you said it too, right, Cardinal? They started in Antigua and Barbuda. But the train rolls, it's going to go past Antigua and Barbuda, because the song says, heal the world. And I think that's where Don and Debbie are headed to. They're going to move this little mold into a mountain, and they're going to go on to greater and bigger things. That's my wish and my hope. And of course, as usual, we're always going to be here for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Yes, yeah, so let's heal the world.
Generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them. Think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. This place, well, there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space,
make a better place.
And the dream we were conceived and will, we're still a joyful.
was Dawn and Debbie doing their bit to heal the world, and you, there's no loss of information as to the kind of destitution that we have to deal with in the social environment that we are navigating today. So we appreciate the efforts through their charity organization, Antigua and Barbuda Care. We offer and encourage you to give them, Dawn, Debbie, and their supporting cast, all of the assistance that you can get. And Debbie, before you leave, I had a lengthy conversation with Dawn last week, even though because we had some hiccups, and she could not get into the program to at least to the point of being able to communicate with me through the program.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, we have a, you know, I got some enlightenment from speaking to her very well. So thank you for coming in today, and we look forward.
Can I say one last thing? I just want
yes,
to say one
course.
Last thing. Happy belated birthday to Mr. Leon. I don't know how I could have forgotten this morning, and may the Lord continue to bless him and favor him tremendously. Thank you, guys.
Yes, I'm sure Leon might be listening and would have heard your greetings.
Thanks.
I didn't hear him this morning. He probably is listening.
Okay, no problem. You guys be safe and be well. Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, like we said, we are celebrating the wedding. Mr. Ivor Henry and his wonderful wife, Barbara. But we're going to take a little time out, you know, to say for a couple of things. But we are still celebrating. I got to give Ivor something to celebrate at this time. I've always wanted to celebrate something in September and October and November. He got his wedding. So, you know, I got to handle this with a lot of care and a lot of appreciation, you know, for Ivor to give it up and surrender the crown to October. Yes. He couldn't get October. October wasn't available because Barbara said so. And you know what? I like the way he handled that. He said, Barbara says September, so September it will be. So this is his first week of marital bliss again. And so we're going to celebrate that right along with him. But you know, all the way through. Ivan says to me, you know, Ivor is here. So first part of my mission is completed. She says, I'm looking at him now, and he's eating his last meal. So I asked Ivan, well, what is he going to do after that? Ivan said, I'm trying to look under the table to see what kind of shoes he's wearing. Because if he's wearing track shoes, it means I got to take one more step. But she said, don't worry. I'm going to get right up there. And Barbara take him to the altar, and I'll make sure that he says, not once, not twice, but I'm going to make sure that he says, I do, and make sure that he does. So I said, Ivan, well, how are you going to do that? He said, don't worry. I have my task force here. Tash is here. Tony is here. Monique is here. Yvette is here. And I just met Audley. My task force is well in place. And we're going to make sure that he says, I do. End of things, he said, mission accomplished. Now, I got one more thing to say to Ivor. There's something that you could say right now besides, yes, dear. Yes, dear. And that is, well, let me let Celine Dion tell you, can say. Celine, where are you? Okay.
For all those that you said to me, for all the truth that you knew, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream.
Venezuelan, he was in the Venezuelan military. That's back in 1823, and eventually he became the president of Peru. Simon Bolivar, I have to tell you, staged what is called the revolution, which they called which is now known as the Bolivian Revolution. His plan was to liberate the entire continent of South America from the control of the Spanish Empire. So he was the kind of person we know before the advent of people like Marcus Garvey, who came later, who wanted to reunite the entire African continent and Africa and Kwame Nkrumah and that group of people, Haile Selassie and Muammar Gaddafi. You know, they took their, they followed in the objectives of Simon Bolivar. As was in 1823. Now you know that in 1894, George Smith, a British taxi driver, became the first man to be charged with drunk driving. He was convicted and charged 25 shillings.
Wow.
Okay. In 1897, a sheriff's posse killed 20 unarmed immigrant miners in Latimer, Pennsylvania. In 1951, Britain begins its economic boycott of Iran. In 1961, Jomo Kenyatta, the leader of the Mau Mau, returned from exile, during which time he had been elected president of Kenya by the National African Union. Remember, Jomo Kenyatta was one who advocated for the independence of Kenya and operated a revolutionary organization called the Mau Mau. The British hunted him down, sometimes going as far as to cutting the babies from the belly of pregnant women in order to get information about the location of Jomo Kenyatta. They cut off hands, they cut off feet, they cut off head, bore their sorrow and stood stalwart. In 1963, John F. Kennedy federalized Alabama's National Guard to prevent Alabama's Governor George Wallace from using the National Guard to prevent school desegregation in Alabama. In 1974, Guinea-Bissau gained its independence from Portugal. Imagine a little bitty nation like Portugal could go and get a piece of Africa to build its riches. And in 1977, Hamida Yandubi, having been convicted of torture and murder, was the last person to be executed by the guillotine in France. You know that guillotine is a thing that where you put your head under a kind of a frame and that machete fall down from above and chop off your head. Yeah, that's the guillotine. That's the French method of execution. Well, the last person was executed by guillotine in 1977 was Hamida Yandubi. 88 is a significant event, and it's connected to the U.S. Open. Steffi Graf, remember her? She completed the Grand Slam by winning the U.S. Open on September 10th, 1988. The Grand Slam is that special feat of holding all four major titles at the same time. And you know a funny thing? When Serena did it twice, they decided they weren't going to call it a Grand Slam. And they changed the rules. They said, well, you have to have all this. You have to get all four titles in the same year. So nowadays, when someone holds a Grand Slam in which, that is, they hold all four titles, in which they didn't hold all the four titles in 1 year, it is now called a Serena Slam. Isn't it a strange way? When you try to, you know, one time, Daddy B say, you know, Cardinal, black people are like toothpaste. I said, Daddy B, what do you mean by that? He said, you can't squeeze toothpaste. If you try to squeeze toothpaste, it don't come out the other way, and it still don't come on top. So that's like squeezing toothpaste. They try to gather, deprive her of the honor of claiming a grand slam, but ended up still have to calling it by her name. So it's now called the Serena Slam. Hey, she's good. Anyway, in the vein of having a conversation, and I'm hope you know, many of you would call in or write in to join this conversation, you know that Queen Elizabeth died on Thursday, just after they were announcing that, hey, she's sick, the doctor says she needs some rest, and then they call in her family members to be with her while she rests. She was over in her palace in Balmoral in Scotland. And so people begin to say something going on besides she's sick. Now, just 2 days before, she certified Britain's new prime minister, Liz Truss. Boris Johnson is gone. Liz Truss came in. She's already been certified by the Queen. That was 2 days before her death. But people looked at it and said, she looked kind of frail. She's about heading out. And then they start giving the announcement that she needs rest and so on and so forth. In the midst of all this, Queen Elizabeth's passing has drawn a different, very different sentiments. And the expressions range from grief over her death to the pain of what her social stature symbolized in an empire built out of colonialism, or the colonization of the world. One of the commentators, a professor, Uju Anya, of Carnegie Mellon University in Philadelphia, when her illness was being announced, and just before she died, Professor Anya said, I heard the chief monarch of a thieving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying. May her pain be excruciating. Now, Anya's mother is from Trinidad. Her father is Nigerian. She was born in Nigeria. And those were her comments at the just prior to the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Funny thing is, though, she's been getting some backlash. But what I'm most proud of is that she's not backing down. And guess who? Whose backlash stood out? Jeff Bezos, the king of Amazon. But she says to Jeff Bezos, look, you and anyone like you who have harmed the people of the world by your greed are not going to make me shut my mouth. Words to that effect. I wonder what you think. Now, there's also another comment from a former football player. His name is Trevor Sinclair, a former Man City, West Ham midfielder. He says, black and brown should not mourn the Queen's death because racism was allowed to thrive in England under her reign. Now, in not backing down, Professor Anya is saying, if anyone expects me to express anything but disdain for the monarch who supervised a government that sponsored the genocide that massacred and displaced half my family, and the consequences of which those alive today are still trying to overcome, you can keep wishing upon your star. Let me hear your comments. Hello, good morning. 459.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cardinal. This is Leon. I'm sorry I couldn't get into the show this morning at all on my phone. I heard
okay.
You brought the greetings from Barbara, and I, of course, just want to thank you both for doing that to me. I appreciate very, very much. And also, just want to mention that I have a nephew that is gravely ill too, and my cousin just called me and he held me on the line for a while. But thanks a lot. And tell Omel that despite Chelsea being beaten, we're still ahead of Liverpool, and we change our manager. Is she going to change hers?
Well, I'm sure she's hearing you, and so I'm going to get a response from her sooner than later. Leon, Debbie also sent in her greetings. Happy birthday greetings to you.
Oh, okay, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Debbie. You know, I had a wonderful time. I got to thank my daughters and my friends, and they gave me it's the best birthday I ever had, you know, and it was sad that my wife is not around to celebrate with me, but I had a ball. And just want to tell the folks that there is carnival in Tallahassee, so we should be checking that a little later on today. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So thanks again to all the wonderful people who just hailed me out. As a matter of fact, a friend just called me a while ago. He and I shared the same day, and he never forgotten that date, but he had forgotten this year, and he just called me a while ago. So thanks to all the wonderful people who reached out to me. And above all, people send me money, Cardinal. Could you imagine that? Well, I'm grateful.
Yes, I'm sure the fans are happy to hear from you. And let me repeat, actually, that was Leon thanking all the people who has offered greetings to him for his birthday. Yeah. As it stands, I'm, you know, inviting whatever comments people may have about the death of the longest reigning monarch in England and the comments that have been made in response to her passing. There is mourning, of course, and there are other sentiments, two of which I have made it my business to communicate with you. Anybody want to make a comment, they can step on in, or if anyone think. But in the midst of this, we are celebrating Ivor and Barbara, who at this time, I'm sure, are enjoying a whole new world.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, friend, now when did you last let your heart desire? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over sideways and under. On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic void of you. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or stay.
A whole new world, a dazzling world.
And the last weekend show before the wedding, I had a discussion with Barbara. I also had a discussion. Marcus called me, Marcus said, well, you have to get yourself together and make sure you dedicate this show to Ivor for next week. I hear you're going to be in charge. I said, yes, Marcus, I have my stuff lined up. No wonder that I said that to Mercury. Ivor came in and started to play the music that I lined up to play for him and Barbara's wedding. I said, Ivor, you're stealing my thunder. He said, you're lucky. I was tempted to steal the whole storm. I said, Barbara, let me explain something to you. I know Ivor is not going to agree to this, but I plan to do a show next week that when it's finished, I'm going to be the best man at the wedding. And Ivor decides nobody going to be no best man at his wedding but him. When I called Marcus and told Marcus, look, my voice is not coming true. What's going on? Marcus there. It's Ivor. He don't tell you. He planned to steal the whole storm and he don't want you to be the best man at his wedding. He don't tell you that. So, Marcus, what are we going to do about him? Okay. She said, wait. When Lynette come back, we're going to fix something. Anyway, I'm going to get my thunder back and I'm going to get my stone back because here's what. I'm going to invite Barbara to stay and keep him at home. and Barbara. You know, the funny thing is this. When people get enough to get married, people say that they are going tired, not getting yoked. I wonder how Mortress would say it. Mortress, come on in and tell us.
Hello, Mortress. Hello, hello.
Hey, there you go. Good morning.
How are you? Good job, good job. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, thank you. See why Ira didn't want me to be the best man?
Yeah, he sabotaged me.
That's why you think I was shut out. That's why he sabotaged me last week.
Yeah, he shut us out last week.
He's not trying to steal it under. He wants the whole town. And that time, I don't that Barbara don't tell me. Barbara don't tell me what my position is, you know. Best man.
Ah,
he wanted to take it out. So he gets
how
there.
Rude of him.
Are you telling me? Absolutely.
Good morning, Lynette. How are you? Welcome back. I hope she's listening. She can't get in.
She's listening. I just don't know how to bring her in.
I'm gonna get that
straightened out in the next go around. Like I was saying, when people get married, you say they going to tie the knot, to get yoked, to get hitched. I like to think that they're going to make a promise.
To make a what?
A promise. To exchange promises. I don't know where the hitching and the yoking and the tying knots came from, but whatever it is, here's the promise.
Keeping your faith as gold.
if you're listening, here's Omel.
Yes. He said, look, Omel says, look, we're just having a little setback. The boys will come through like they always do. Why change the best? I hope your new manager lasts the season. I know ours will. But will yours? Again, it's early days yet. That's Omel who's fine. So, we have to get that right here. Yeah. And following up on that promise and what I promised you, here's a follow-up.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my heart. 'Cause I stand beside you. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a
tell me where the nearest 7-Eleven is.
I gotta say this. A former Atlanta official, her name is Mitzi, because a young black woman, I don't know how young she is, but let me say that, has been sentenced to 14 years in prison after having been convicted of participating in a grand corruption and bribery scheme. Now, conviction is legitimate. And I got to throw this in there because, you know, people who know me well know that I do not trust the criminal justice system and its handling of the affairs of black people or any system for that matter. But I'm saying, if her conviction is legitimate, how do we make sense of this? Now, we were promised, we promised ourselves that our arrival on the scene of economic participation would mean well for our people as black people. Now, we have seen where people, black people who get into political office are persecuted unfairly, such as when Bill Clinton nominated all those black people to cabinet posts, and all of them were investigated, Mike Espy, Henry Cisneros, the young lady for energy, and so on. We know that. We know that the bodies, the investigative bodies in the United States, you know that they're going to come after you. And you are going to think that your new position is such a glorified place for black people that you're going to take the chance of being involved in a corruption scheme and think that you're going to get away with it. Now, the white boys have been getting away with it for centuries, but that don't mean that you're going to get away with it. And like I said, I'm going to emphasize and re-emphasize, if the conviction, the prosecution and conviction are legitimate, is this what civil rights was meant to bring us to, that we are so creating a black aristocracy that it is inspiring black people to resort to corruption, the very thing that we say excluding us from social participation and benefit in the first place? Are we ready to deal with it? I wonder if anybody has any comments on this. If you do, raise your hand up and I'll hear you. Okay. Like I say, I'm about celebrating the wedding of Ann Barbara. And so I'm hoping this is what it is from this moment on. Hey.
Cardinal.
Hello.
This is Barbara.
Yes.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Barbara.
I just want to say.
Hi, Barbara.
Yes,
Hi.
Cardinal.
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the well wishes and serenading I by myself today. And I just want to thank you for being so kind to us and all the great wishes. Hold on, Fiber.
Hey, my brother. Man, you did an
awesome job.
Awesome job. Yeah. And,
awesome job,
we stayed, we listened, and we're out and about. We're doing the honey sun. We're honey sunning.
The honey sun.
It's so hot. Yeah, you say the moon too cool and hot. We need hot. We need heat.
We need it. You need it hot.
Yeah, we need it hot.
Okay.
So it's not honeymoon. It's honey sun.
Honey sun. You got that.
Yes. Muchis, good morning. And thanks for the well wishes again. Oh, let me get in the happy birthday for Leanne yesterday. And, you know, it's September month, so, you know, merrily we roll along. You're going to lose a day, though. It's only 30 days, so. Not like July, it's 31. So, now, baby, we have 61 days to celebrate in the year. Good morning, Marjorie.
Morning, Marjorie. How are you doing? Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. I was listening out for you this morning. I miss you. Oh, well, so you're making me blush. Of course.
Hello,
I love bird.
You know you're one of my favorite gals.
Oh, wow. Now I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, of course you are.
Woo!
Is everything okay? You're feeling...
Huh?
Carefully make yourself deaf with grinning, you know.
I hope we can't get her. But we'll rectify that for next week.
Yes.
I hope you love birds. Don't fly too far away from the coop.
Okay. Well,
Yvonne, you should have no problem with that.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, let me address about this. Hold us out, Cardinal. She should know that we're custom friendly from the coop, and after 40 odd years, we come back to the coop.
Did they hear you?
You heard me, Marjorie?
I heard that. That's all I said.
Flying away far from the coop is nothing new.
Okay.
But this time there's no way out. Okay? Marjorie?
A new coop.
This time there's no way out. You're right. There's no way out. You know what? I clip his eyes and his wings.
Keep it safe. Whoa.
The sweetest thing out here, yeah. Okay.
Must stop laughing now.
I remember when I was younger and holidays are over and we go back to school, uh-huh. My mom used to say, "You're free paper bun." So now there you go. Bun.
There you got it. You got it. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love that.
You for sure.
Iva
is enjoying the honey sun. What Iva wants to know if the honeymoon is ever going to start and if it's ever going to be over. So, Iva, you answer that.
But like I said, I gone past honeymoon. So, sorry, Yvonne. I'm upgraded.
You better keep that moon glowing.
Oh, yeah.
As long as
the sun is bright.
Let them know too that we have different flavors. Honeymoon, honey, sunny, we're going to come up with something else.
Okay. As long as the sun is there, nice and bright, the moon will glow. That's going to take care of everything.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
And
Ivor, comfort, you're saying then that the honeymoon is always going to be there because the honey sun is always going to be there. Even
yeah,
I hope you heard that. Okay.
Yeah.
He said, let me give you one more. The sweetest days are yet to come.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We hope that you enjoy the morning with us as we celebrated Ivor and Barbara. And we're going to give this honey sunning couple a few moments to give us one last word, and then Merchant to give us one last word. Ivor, come
here. Well, indeed, I'm saying we are covered in love. I think you brought it first, no? And we apologize to those who are on the worldwide web. They have to drop off at the top of the hour, but nonetheless, you can spread the word. You can always get back into the archive and hear the ending portion. But again, we want to say thank you, Cardinals, for the fans. I don't know if I could be able to fill your shoes. I should be back in full force next week. I'm going to use this opportunity to say thanks to all the well wishers, those who would have attended the wedding, the celebration,
those who would have called in with the well wishes, those who would have contributed one way or the other, whether it's a kind word, a prayer, or what have you. We really, really, you didn't go unnoticed, to be honest with you. And Cardinal, you came up in a big way because Punch Cuba led the way. That was the wishes of Bobby here. And we are here out and about. And trust me, we didn't make, she made sure that all the Punch Cuba didn't go into the celebration. So we still have a few here. And she is sipping on them like good old wine. So whatever it is, thanks for the prayers. Thanks for all the well wishes. I think we'll sustain it because of the pillar that is there to support this union. With that, Barbara says she wants to say something. And then Beatrice, thanks again. So I'll single you out and say thank you.
Yeah, we just want to give glory to our Heavenly Father and also to our great friends like Cardinal and Maurice and Lynette and those who have us in prayers. And thank you so much, Kathleen. You were there for us, supporting us in person. We really, really appreciate that. We can feel the love from you guys. Again, Cardinal, you were awesome. You failed big shoes. Your shoes were good enough. So thank you again for serenading us. Thank you so much. We love you guys.
You're welcome. Marcus, give us one last word. And
yes, have a good day. You love good. Journey on to marital bliss and enjoy every moment of it. And
thank you.
Hello. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll do this again next week. Starting out. Marvelous. Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everyone.
Job well done.
Couldn't be from a better source. And to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Black Dog Radio, Caribbean Global Voices Saturday morning entertainment show. We hope that this will be an enjoyable and memorable moment for you, and you will continue to enjoy the rest of the day. See you next week. So long.
Ta-da.